All right, so you're tuning in because you want the lowdown on Pluvicto,
Right.
this new treatment for advanced prostate cancer.
Yeah, we're getting into all the nitty-gritty today. We've got info straight from the company behind it, what it looks like from a medical center actually using it, plus the stuff aimed at patients themselves.
Exactly. It can get kind of overwhelming trying to sort through all that. So our mission here is to break it down for you.
Right. Like, what is this Pluvicto thing, really?
Yeah.
How does it actually work, down to the nuts and bolts? Then who's it even for? Not everyone's going to be a good fit.
And if you are, what's the whole experience like? From start to finish, what can you actually expect?
Definitely tons to cover. It's a pretty big deal in the prostate cancer world, this Pluvicto.
Huge. Okay, first things first. Pluvicto is not chemo.
Yeah, that's got to be clear right off the bat. A lot of folks probably jump to that conclusion. This is different.
It is. It's called radioligand therapy, or RLT.
Right. And the core difference is how it goes after the cancer. Pluvicto, it specifically targets this thing called PSMA,
Which stands for?
prostate-specific membrane antigen. Basically, it's a marker, and a lot of prostate cancer cells have a ton of it on their surface. Now, some healthy cells got it too. Got to mention that.
But way less, right?
Exactly. Think of PSMA like a specific type of doorknob. You find it on way more prostate cancer cells than on most healthy ones.
Okay, I'm with you.
So Carvykto, it's like the key for that exact doorknob.
That makes sense. So how does it even find those PSMA-heavy cancer cells then? One source described it kind of like a GPS or a radio tracer.
Perfect analogy, actually. Picture it. Well, Pluvicto's got its own internal navigation system. It's designed to zero in on those PSMA doorknobs, latch on. But before we even get to treatment with Pluvicto, there's this crucial first step.
Okay, gotta lay the groundwork.
Right, so it's this thing called gallium-68 cazetotide. Big name, but it's also known as LOCAMETZ, or more simply, a PSMA PET scan.
So this is like recon before the main mission.
Exactly, like sending a scout ahead. This scan uses a tiny, tiny amount of radiation, and what it does is basically it lights up any prostate cancer cells that are loaded with PSMA.
So doctors can see if you're a good candidate for Pluvicto in the first place.
Precisely. Got to confirm that address before sending the package, right?
Right. Make sure it's actually going to go where it's supposed
So
to.
you got those PSMA markers confirmed. Now what? How does Pluvicto actually go to work? I'm hearing it's like a three-step process.
Yeah, break that down for us.
Okay, so step one, attachment. Pluvicto finds those PSMA proteins on the cancer cell, latches on, key in the lock.
Got it.
Step two, absorption. Now the whole Pluvicto molecule gets taken inside the cancer cell.
Sneaky.
Right. And here's where it gets really cool. Step three is the attack.
Uh-oh.
Once it's inside, Pluvicto releases radiation directly into that cell, damages the DNA, messes the whole thing up, ultimately destroys it.
Wow. And all while aiming to keep the damage to surrounding healthy cells minimal.
That's the goal. So for our listener, think of it like a smart bomb. It goes specifically for those cancer cells, not just blasting everything in the area. That's a huge step forward for more generalized treatments.
Absolutely, that precision is key. Now, we got to be realistic here, right? Pluvicto is not being touted as some miracle cure.
Definitely not. Super important to understand that. It's not going to magically make cancer disappear for everyone,
Right.
but for some men, those with advanced disease, it can offer some serious benefits. Clinical trials have shown some pretty encouraging results.
Like what specifically?
Well, men who got Pluvicto along with standard therapy, they lived longer compared to those who got standard therapy alone.
Okay, that's promising. By how much longer are we talking here?
Median survival was 15 months for the Pluvicto group versus 11 months for the standard therapy group. So it's
Yeah.
what, potentially like 36% longer? It's not insignificant.
Not at all. And it wasn't just about living longer, was it? There were some changes in the tumors themselves, too, right?
You got it. In the Pluvicto group, tumors shrunk or even disappeared entirely, way more often. Happened in about 30% of the men, compared to only 2% in the standard therapy group.
Wow, that's a huge difference.
It is. But it is important to note here that standard therapy in these trials, it specifically didn't include chemo, immunotherapy, other isotopes like radium-223, or experimental drugs.
So it was being compared to other well-established treatments, just not those specific types. Got it. So who exactly is this treatment actually approved for right now?
Right now, it's for adults with what's called PSMA-positive metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer.
MCRPC, that's a mouthful.
It is. So let's unpack that. Metastatic means it's spread beyond the prostate. Castration-resistant means it's still growing even when hormone levels are super low. And PSMA positive, well, we know what that means now. Those cancer cells are loaded with that specific marker.
Right, the doorknobs. So it's for men who've already tried other options, it sounds like. Hormones, chemo.
Exactly. Their cancer's still progressing despite those treatments. Okay, so let's say you're listening and you think you might be eligible for Pluvicto. What happens then? What's the whole process like?
Walk us through it.
First things first, gotta confirm that eligibility. Does the cancer fit all those criteria we just talked about? Metastatic, castration-resistant, PSMA positive.
And how do they check that last one, the PSMA?
That's where the PSMA PET scan comes in, the one with gallium-68 PSMA. Remember that scout we talked about?
Right, right. So what happens during that scan?
Okay, so you'll go in, change into a gown, all that. Then they'll give you an IV injection of this gallium-68 PSMA stuff. It's radioactive, but a super tiny amount. That needs some time to circulate, find those PSMA-positive cells attach itself, usually about an hour or so.
So you just chill for a bit?
Pretty much. Then you'll lie down on the PET scan table, stay still for maybe 25 minutes while the machine does its thing, takes those images.
Not too bad, sounds like.
Not at all. Afterwards, a special doctor, a nuclear medicine physician, will look at the images and send a report to your oncologist.
Okay, so what happens if the scan shows you do have those PSMA markers? What's the next step toward getting the actual Pluvicto treatment?
All right, so that PSMA PET scan comes back positive, meaning those cancer cells are lit up like a Christmas tree. Now you're talking Pluvicto treatment for real.
Showtime.
Usually, a few weeks after that scan, you'll come back in for the Pluvicto infusion itself.
Another injection, huh?
Yep. 4V, again, same kind of deal. They administer the Pluvicto, which, remember, is another radioactive element. But this one's the one that actually goes after those cancer cells, the ones that lit up on the scan.
Right, right. The actual attack, not just the recon.
Exactly. Injection itself only takes a few minutes. Then you hang out for an hour or two, just observation, make sure everything's good. Then you're free to go home.
So each appointment's relatively quick, then?
Yeah, not a whole day affair. Now, the typical schedule, you'll get those infusions every 6 weeks. Six treatments total.
So about 8 months of this.
Yeah, ballpark. And throughout those 8 months, you'll have checkups every 3 weeks or so. They'll take blood, monitor for any side effects, make sure the treatment's actually working.
Makes sense. Got to keep tabs on things.
Absolutely. Now, good news is, you usually don't need to do any special prep before those scans or infusions. No fasting or crazy diets or anything.
Okay, good to know. That simplifies things.
It does. Now, because we are dealing with radioactive material here, there are some safety things to keep in mind after each infusion.
Yeah, that's got to be a concern. What should people be aware of?
So, for about 3 to 7 days after each treatment, you got to keep some distance from other folks, at least 3 feet away, especially from kids and pregnant women.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And any close contact, keep it under 5 minutes. Your doctor will go over all this with you in detail because it might vary a bit person to person.
So got to be a little more careful for a few days. Limit exposure.
Exactly. It's temporary, but important.
Absolutely. All right. Let's talk about the good stuff now. The potential benefits of Pluvicto. Like, what are we hoping to achieve with this treatment?
Main goal is to give patients more time, obviously, both quantity and quality of life, especially for folks who don't have a lot of other options left.
Right. By this point, they've probably already tried a lot of other things.
Exactly. And chances are they're experiencing some pretty rough symptoms from the cancer. So the hope is, with Pluvicto, those symptoms ease up, they feel better overall, have a higher quality of life despite the cancer.
Okay. And what about side effects? Any common ones to watch out for?
You know, the usual suspects.
Awesome.
Tiredness, fatigue, that's a big one. Dry mouth is pretty common, too. You know how we said some healthy cells have PSMA, too?
Yeah, the salivary glands were mentioned.
Right, that's why. Then there's nausea, sometimes a dip in red blood cell count, loss of appetite, changes in bowel movements. Important thing to remember is those blood cell changes are usually temporary and don't cause any symptoms. They monitor that really closely with those regular blood tests we talked about.
So manageable side effects for the most part. Now, we got to talk about the downsides too, right? Like this whole radioactivity thing, that's got to come with some risks.
For sure. We can't sugarcoat it. Pluvicto does expose you to radiation. The goal is to focus it on the cancer cells, but there's always a chance some healthy tissues get hit too.
And what's the long-term concern there?
Well, the info they give out straight up says, long-term, repeated exposure to radiation can increase your risk of developing other cancers down the line. That's a conversation to have with your doctor. Weigh the risks and benefits.
Absolutely. And then there's the cost. Cancer treatments are notoriously expensive. What can we say about Pluvicto's price tag?
Yeah, it's not going to be cheap. That's the unfortunate reality with a lot of these new targeted therapies. Could be a huge barrier for some folks, especially if insurance coverage is limited.
Right. And it's not like you can just go to any clinic and get this right. There are some specific requirements for administering it.
You got it. You need a specialized facility, one that's equipped to handle radioactive material safely. Plus, the staff have to be specifically trained on the whole process, prep, administration, disposal, all that. So that limits where you can actually get Pluvicto could be an issue depending on where you live.
Makes sense. It's not just any old doctor's office. Okay, gotta ask. What about the competition? Are there other new prostate cancer treatments on the horizon that people should know about?
Oh, absolutely. The field's constantly evolving, new stuff coming out all the time. More targeted therapies, combinations with immunotherapies, all that. Definitely something to stay informed about, both for patients and doctors.
Makes sense. So much to keep track of.
It is.
All right, let's zoom out for a sec. Big picture time. Pluvicto is what they call a theranostic medicine. What's that all about?
So theranostic basically means it combines therapy and diagnostics. You're diagnosing and treating using the same kind of stuff.
Okay, how does that apply to Pluvicto?
Well, the gallium-68 PSMA-PPP scan, that's the diagnostic part, it tells us if you've got those PSMA-positive cancer cells, if you do, then the lutetium-177 PSMA, that's the actual treatment part, targets those same cells, but with a much stronger radiation dose to actually kill them.
So it's like super personalized. The diagnostic tells you if the therapy will even work in the first place.
Exactly. No more throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what sticks.
That's huge.
It is. Pluvicto is a great example of how cancer treatment is becoming way more personalized.
Totally. Okay, last thing. The future. What's next for Pluvicto or for these kinds of targeted therapies in general?
Oh, tons of research going on. They're looking at using Pluvicto earlier in the disease, not just when it's super advanced. Plus, they're trying to combine it with other therapies, like maybe some of those other targeted agents or immunotherapies we talked about. See if they can get even better results that way.
It makes sense. Always got to push the boundaries.
Exactly.
All right, so let's wrap up. What have we learned about Pluvicto?
Well, it's not chemo. That's number one. It's a targeted radioligand therapy. Goes after PSMA-positive prostate cancer, which is the kind that spread and stopped responding to hormone therapy.
He uses that GPS system to find and attack cancer cells with radiation. Not a cure, but it has shown promise in extending life and improving quality of life for men who've run out of other options.
Absolutely. But there are downsides too, of course. Potential side effects, the whole radiation safety thing, the cost, the fact that not every hospital can even administer it. It's complex.
Definitely lots to consider. Okay, last thought for you, dear listener. This whole Pluvicto thing,
yeah,
it really makes you think about the future, right? Like, how much more personalized can cancer treatment get? What other breakthroughs are on the horizon? What kind of side effects can we eliminate?
These are the questions to be asking, for sure.
Absolutely. What questions should you be asking your doctor about these new treatments to make sure you're getting the best possible care? Don't be afraid to dig deeper, do your own research, advocate for yourself.
Couldn't agree more.
All right, folks, that's a wrap for this deep dive. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening.